This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So it is Motivation Mondays, and you know that each and every single Monday we try our hardest, you know, myself and Tlotlolani, to inspire you. Now, we try to change your perspective on things or certain things, motivate you to do certain things and so forth. So today it is no different, okay? It is the same thing. It's Motivation Monday. And for our segment today, we are joined by none other than Confidence Activator, if I can put it like that, okay? Her name is Maupula Lohori. She was crowned as Mrs. Polokwane at the height of COVID back in 2020. Now, sheesh, that was a dark time. That was a very, we were making pies. We learned how to make pies. We learned how to make pizza ourselves, burgers. You know, we were trying to figure out what was going on with our lives when lockdown was first introduced. And for you to be crowned Mrs. Polokwane at that time, you know, when the world's mind was just scattered, that must have been something. So she joins us in the studio today for the very first time. Maupula Lohori, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm great. I'm trying. Now let's go back to 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was the year that you were crowned as Mrs. Polokwane, and we know what was going on with the world during that particular time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But for your name to be chosen, for you to be called up, for you to rise to the occasion at that particular time, take us back to that moment. How did that feel for you?
It was quite interesting because the crowning actually happened on December 2019.
Oh, okay.
So I had to then now reign in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many plans. You thinking I'm going to be doing this amazing things and stuff. And also because I was an unconventional queen.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
I should call myself that. And I was ready to break stereotypes. You know, I was ready to show people that you can be and do amazing.
Mm.
And now everything stops, you know. I had two things to do. Mm. Either blame COVID, sit down and enjoy being at home and do nothing, or stand up for my name. Mm. And that's what we did. We went out and still reigned within the year. Mm. Not the way that we had thought we would, but it was quite interesting that forming certain relationships was able to come through for me in terms of doing certain projects. You know, when COVID happened, there were families that did not have food and stuff like that.
Mm.
And we were able to come through for families in that space and assist them during the lockdown.
True. It must have been a very weird time.
Yeah.
Now, let's also go back to us knowing you, right?
Yeah.
Who is Maupula Lohori?
Yeah.
And what is a confidence activator?
Okay, so Maupula Lohori, I call myself influential intentional builder.
Influential intentional builder. Okay.
Yes. Because I believe that we've left role modeling and influencing to chance. Chance in a sense that, you know, Khale, they would ask you, who's your role model? Those things really mattered, who your role model was.
Mm.
And now we've left that to chance. We've left my 2000 to be influenced by things that are not authentic and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've become an intentional builder in that space that I want to be authentic. I believe in authenticity so much that we must be intentional in influencing the spaces that we're in. We must be intentional in bringing impact in the spaces that we're in. And I call myself the confidence activator because I believe that everyone has confidence.
Mm.
Most of the time, the confidence, you know, those who are outspoken, we leave confidence to them. But everyone is confident. The difference is, are you aware of your confidence? Are you aware of how you can awaken your confidence and be who you can be and who you are supposed to be? So yeah, Maupula Lohori is an intentional
influential build.
Yeah.
All right, I've got that. Yeah, we're also quoting that one. Now, you know, when you think of model, like in the traditional sense, and how we've been taught to believe, what we've seen on TV, what we are fed in the magazines, Instagram, you know, when it first started, we have the conventional picture of a model is supposed to be this height.
Yes,
you understand. The waist is supposed to be this small, or it's supposed to be shaped differently, whatever the case is. And you are far away from the ideal or what society deems as model. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are far away from that now. And I guess that is where part of your confidence is infused in. What is it that made you take that decision, knowing very well, you know what, I'm going against the world.
Yeah.
Made you take that decision, I'm going to get into this pageant. I'm going to apply for this modeling, if I can say.
Yeah. So I had just given birth. It was 6 months postpartum.
Okay.
And my son, I was big. I was over 110 kgs.
You lie. Time.
Yes, I think I was 116, somewhere there.
Okay.
116 kgs. And I was really feeling insecure. I'm big, you know? And I'm walking around, people are asking, with my first son, like, but we know you've lost weight before, you know, what's happening to you? And I kept saying, kimutsweji, kimutsweji, kimutsweji.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I felt, until when do I say kimutsweji? And now things had changed in my life, because before I was staying in Giyani, I had so much time. After work, I'd go to the gym twice every day and I would run and do all these things. But this time I did not have that, because I was traveling between Polokwane and Giyani every day. So I'm like, do I continue explaining myself to everyone every day? Do I become rude? You know, because I was becoming mean, because I had to clap back, because I feel what they're saying is very, I feel I'm not okay now with the state that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I decided, when I saw the pageant, I think a year or two before, my sister saw it and she's like, look, do you perhaps want to do this, you know? And I'm like, no. And then when I saw this, I'm like, let's do this, because there are so many women like me out there, you know, and we are more than what our bodies look like.
100%,
we are worth more. So I wanted to just get into the space, because I thought I'm worth more, and there are more people who are worth more. And then if we lack representation in these spaces, we stay the same for so long. But we need people who can come into those spaces and represent us, so that we can see a person who looks like us, who is defying the odds in that space, so that we all become.
Can't wait till they have a Mr. Polokwane, and then the Gewa one is my height, you know, the beard doesn't connect, you know, such vibes. Now, did you have any insecurities prior to, you know, postmortem? You know, no, get postpartum. Postpartum.
Yeah.
Did you have any other insecurities before that, considering you joining the competition? You know, something that was, you know, deep seated in you, that would have kind of derailed you, or, you know, demotivated you? Or were you just like, you know, I'm going for it?
I think I initially did not have, except for the weight issue, I did not have any other insecurity. And I think that was the motivation that said, but I've never lacked anything, you know?
Yeah.
I feel I know me. I can do this. And I just had to defy the odds of the body that does not allow me, you know? Because I noticed that my body was not allowing me now to do more. Because I felt I'm big, you know. So the only insecurity that I had then was this body that did not allow me. That was 160, because it was shocking me as well that I'm 116 kgs. What do I do with this?
Yeah.
So the only insecurity then that I had was this, and I think that is what pushed me to go in and go there with a strategy.
All right.
I went with a strategy,
okay,
because
okay.
I knew the body does not.
Yeah. All right. We are hanging in studio live right now on Capricorn FM with Confidence Activator, but she also coined another term, Influential Intentional Builder.
Yeah.
Motivation Mondays. We're still in the studio right now with Confidence Activator and Life Coach. Overall, Superwoman, if I can put it like that. Mapula Lohodi, who joins us for Motivation Mondays. Now, Let's maybe pick up where we left off. You know what I mean? As an entrepreneur, and also as an, independent woman, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of describe, being somebody's wife, taking away from that. You need something? Oh, is it off?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? All right.
But
I think
I'll hear you from there.
So. Okay. You can hear me now. Okay. Cool. You know, building your own brand, you know, as a woman, and also being somebody's wife. A lot of people will say being somebody's wife takes away from what you are trying to build as a brand.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that?
I never wanted to marry an insecure person.
Okay, all right.
And for me, that is what is big in this space, that I wanted a person who will understand that I'm an individual, he's an individual, but we come together as a team. And my husband, who for the past 10 years, he's never given me any doubt that I can build my own personal brand outside of him, you know. And it has always been clear for me, and I always advocate and say this, that I'm first Mabula, I'm Neo's wife, I am Shiloh's mom, and I'm all these other things. So the order is very clear for me, and the people around me, I always prefer them to know my order, that I'm first Mabula.
Are you your first?
Yes. So for me, it does not take anything away from who I am and what I do and what I want to build, because I can be his wife, but firstly I have to be me first, for me to be a perfect or an okay wife. If I suffocate me, then how do I serve this marriage?
True. And also, of course, there's these labels that go around in society, you know, you know, when they address you, obviously. Yeah. How does that affect you?
I love it. You know what I...
Okay.
I love it because I always allow people to identify with me in a way that suits them. You know, because I'm all these things, a lot of things to a lot of people. If you identify with me as a mother, I will serve you as a mother and I will interact with you as a mother. And if you want me to interact with you as the wife, I will interact with you as the wife.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem because I'm always clear that before I'm his mother, I'm still Mabula Lord. So deal with me as Mabula Lord. But if you want to talk to me as Shiloh's mom, I'm also available as Shiloh's mom. So I don't really have a problem with it because I feel like I'm not defined by whether I have kids or not.
So maybe we should also ask, because as part of the many things that you do, life coach also falls under them, right?
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean to be a life coach? Because I've heard in a couple of shows, right? From women on these dating shows. About if a man is a life coach, it basically means he is unemployed. Okay? Has no job. Red flag number one.
Yeah.
So, but what does that mean for you? And like, is there some form of formal training that you get in order for you to be labeled a life coach?
Yeah. Very interesting. You know, I always look at life coaching just like how black people relate with psychologists and therapy. That we are not yet used to the space and we are not aware of what is actually happening in this space. You know, there was a day I literally cried in tears when I looked at a course, life coaching course that I wanted to take, and it was 56,000 rands. So I was like, what? Because you want to see. So you see, there are accreditation bodies that are there for life coaching, and there are schools that are there for you to be accredited as a life coach, because people think it's just advising and, you know, you have problems, you come to me. No, there are schools that we go to. There are accreditation bodies that you belong to, so that you are called a life coach, and also for credibility purposes, because there are the cheap ones that don't really, maybe you won't accreditate with international bodies as well. But also there are those that are pricey. You get automatic accreditation with the international bodies as well. So it is a serious lucrative business if you know what needs to be done in that space. But also understanding that when people don't understand, they want to talk price. Like, let's say, for example, issues of pricing. People will then not take it serious because they don't, are not aware. But people who know and they understand the importance of life coaching, they don't talk price, they talk value.
Now I understand. You know, you spoke about how to formally get accredited, accredited rather, as a life coach, you know, the steps that you need to take. Now I think this next question is like a two-part in one. So how did you get to that point where you said, you know what, I want to, you know, coach people's lives for a living? And do they pay these people?
So they do pay. And I decided when I noticed that some people struggle to become and do certain things, not because they can't, but because they lack the confidence to do so. So my focus on coaching is on confidence now. I coach confidence with regards to business, confidence with regards to life, confidence with regards to whatever space that people feel they lack confidence in. Mm. So with that focus, I decided to do that because I noticed that it's just a confidence issue that you are afraid to get into business. Mm. Because for me, life coaching is just having the right conversation, say, I'm able to ask you questions that dig into what you did not think about. Mm. And I'm able to get you to answer yourself that those very same questions, and we're able to have progress. So it's not me advising you.
Yeah.
It's me asking you the right questions that you come up with the solution that helps you. Just also to show you that you have it.
Yeah.
You know? The difference is, what kind of conversations are you having? Who are you having them with?
So just to expand on that,
yeah.
What kind of person would you say then needs life coaching?
Everyone actually does.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because we have things that we want to do, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes, unless someone asks you a certain question, you don't get to realize, actually, I can do that, or I really want to do that.
Mm.
So everyone needs life coaching at a certain point, because there are days where we feel stuck. There are days where we just want a bit more motivation. There are days where we just want to have a different conversation in our lives about our lives. Mm. So everyone needs life coaching at some point.
All right.
Yeah.
We are wrapping up our conversation or our chat right now. With Mapula Lorodi for Motivation Mondays, Confidence Activator, and the other one. Because you have to say it over and over in order for it for me to click, okay?
Intentional builder, influential intentional builder.
There we go. I will label it double IB or something like that.
Mm.
I think that will, that will be a lot easier for me to navigate.
Yeah.
Now, you work as a public servant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you've kind of seen, I'm not sure where you work, and I don't think maybe we should mention that, but you've kind of seen how the environment is there, you know what I mean? And sometimes it is heartbreaking to actually see somebody who's a public servant, you know, there's nothing that they can do to better the situation, you know what I mean? That's it for them. You know, what is it that you do differently?
I think for me, I use Jim Weeks' quote that says, burnout is not doing too much, but doing less of what you value.
Mm.
And I use that for me to go out and still do me.
Okay.
And do what speaks volumes to me, so that I don't feel burnt out and stuck.
Mm.
Because you will be burnt out, not because by just not doing anything, you will feel burnt out, some sort of burnout.
Yeah.
But I use that for me to say, look, whether I feel stuck or whatever, I still go out and pursue that which I value, so that I'm able to even bring value into every space that I find myself in, even in the workspace.
That is true. You know, I'm not sure if it affects you in any way, or maybe I should ask, does it affect you when you hear people speak negatively of government workers?
It kinda, not really,
because
I feel like when they speak about government workers, they speak about all of us, you know? That's the only time it really gets to me, to say there are those that are doing better. Right? Mm-hmm. But they're not, cover like a blanket.
Yeah.
Government workers don't do
horrible,
much.
Horrible people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a lot of horrible people in the space because they're demotivated for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, but for me, what is key is when people lack, personal value, when they forget about themselves in the space. And I think that's what is happening to government workers, that they forget about them as individuals and concentrate on the corporate and where they find themselves in, to say the space does not favor me, does not favor what we do, so I'm going to relax. But you have to provide a personal value wherever you are, that when you leave, Capricorn FM, when they talk about Dinkom, who is Dinkom? What value did you produce when you were here? When you are gone, when they mention your name, what comes up? I think for me, that is one thing that government workers should shift their mind on, to say, look, when you leave, when they mention your name, what happens? What do people say? But because they don't look at that, it affects them and it affects all of us. So that's the only time I really get to feel what
You know, there was a time when I was in, I think last year, around this time, I was in hospital, you know what I mean? I think from from I think the second or the third week of April up until the second week of May or something,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if unfortunately is the right term for me to use,
yes.
But I was at the Petersburg Provincial Hospital.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I had a sort of a bitter, sweet,
yes.
You know, experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I genuinely saw the people that were doing whatever it is that they could,
yes.
You know, to help me based on my circumstances.
Yes.
And equally, there were those who are just terrible human beings.
Yes.
You know, they're horrible people. And you're wondering, how are you such a horrible person while you're dealing with people's health?
People's lives, yeah.
You know what I mean? I need that beacon of hope that I'm going to leave this place
exactly.
Alive. And you need to be that person,
yes.
You know, but yeah, otherwise, what is next for you? You know, how are you, planning on taking over the world,
yeah.
You know, with, spreading love and positivity? What is next for Mopulelwadi?
For me is one conversation after another, you know, I was telling someone I intentionally take and accept invitations, because I feel that you never know who needs to listen to me, wherever that I'm going. And I'm that one person who's not about the numbers, but affecting one life at a time.
Yeah.
So for me, what is next is I have a journal that I'm sending out, which, speaks volumes to people. And it's creating, because I feel like the products that I have go out to speak and touch nations and places where
yeah.
I can never
true,
attach.
True. Yeah.
So I keep releasing products so that they touch people, but I also keep taking invitations in different spaces
okay.
So that I keep speaking and speaking in my own voice, that I'm heard in my own voice, because I'm about authenticity, I'm about confidence, but also more to say, look, don't compare yourself with anyone so that you are able to speak up and be heard in your own voice.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What's next for me is just keep looking out for me. I will be speaking in different events. I will be speaking in different places. But also I'll be releasing more products that speaks to what we are about, self-awareness, confidence, and all these things.
And how does one reach you in this digital space?
I am on social media, as Instagram is Mapula_Lerodi.
Okay.
I am also Skippy and, Skippy the Confidence Activator. That's Instagram.
All right.
And then on Facebook, I am Mapula Lerodi, and I've got a page and a personal account. And then I am also on WhatsApp, 078-551-2827, 078-551-2827. I have a podcast, The Confidence Hub, which is on all platforms. I am also on YouTube. As Mapula, the Confidence Activator.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
We will try myself and Tlotlilane to have this conversation up maybe sometime during the week for those who missed it.
Yeah.
We'll try and podcast it and have it up on the Capricorn FM website. For you out there, maybe there's somebody that's listening right now and they know somebody who could use this conversation that we're having. So
yeah.
We'll try our hardest to have it up there digitally. Once again, hit up Mapula on her social platforms. You can mention them once again, maybe.
Instagram, Mapula_Lerodi, Facebook, Mapula_Lerodi, Spotify, The Confidence Plug, YouTube, The Confidence Activator.
All right. There you have it. Thank you so much. You know, I believe we need that positivity. Look,
yeah.
Today's Workers' Day, right?
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm working.
You're working.
But you're also working in your own way. You know what I mean?
Yes, I've been working my personal space.
Yes. So thank you once again for coming through. I believe everything that you've set your eye on in terms of the future and what you and I spoke about,
yeah.
That is going to be a reality. I believe that in the near future, actually, you would have achieved that and more.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.